On the surface, tax should be simple. It is required to fund the state structure and services that citizens, by and large, agree are needed to ensure a happy, secure, and fair life for all. The government can look at the overall amount that is likely to be needed and can then set about raising that amount of revenue. Even this process is straightforward. It was famously described by Jean-Baptiste Colbert, the finance minister of Louis XIV, France's extravagant Sun King. You simply try to remove the maximum number of feathers from the goose while trying to keep its hissings of protest at this attack on its dignity and well-being to a minimum. So there you are. A committee of experts could annually assess how much revenue the government will need for its work and programmes, with a bit of bunts on top to cover unforeseen costs, and that would be that. The government would then raise that amount from its citizens in the easiest and fairest way possible. Simple. But as we know, things get in the way. Ministers and the ruling party cannot resist the chance of putting the boot into their opponents, and ministers are prone to having bright ideas that they are convinced will work, and in reality rarely do. I recall chatting to a one-time Chancellor of the Exchequer about a pet scheme he had introduced years before. He had been convinced it would rejuvenate business. His civil servants had told him that unintended consequences would derail it and render it useless. But he insisted that it should go ahead. After all, he was the Chancellor. So it went through, and as predicted, it all fell to bits. By the time of our chat, he was an elder statesman, long free from the fray, and could admit that he'd been badly wrong. If only politicians could learn from history. There should be a framed paragraph on every minister's wall explaining why the tax on windows introduced in 1696 was such a failure and caused such confusion. But the other problem that gets in the way of any sensible discussion of tax is ignorance. And here it works both ways. Famously, very few MPs understand tax. And often when they speak about it, sometimes with fury and vehemence, they are wrong. And the same goes for the electorate. This is not a good combination. And it doesn't do much for the tax system. If you understand a system clearly, you can then zero in on the bits where change would improve things. If you are floundering because you don't understand it, then the results are likely to be disconnected and unhelpful. And from out of such an unhelpful mix flows nonsense. The public comes to believe that income tax is the most important tax and that the rich avoid it. Yet, roughly 50% of income tax is paid by the top 5% of earners. 10% of it is paid by the notorious and dastardly top 1%. Whereas employment taxes raise much more money, but when the tax rules encourage companies to boost the national coffers by that route, they, like Starbucks for example, get it in the neck. None of this makes any sense, but politicians and the public notwithstanding, it is likely to improve. The tax world is changing. And the change is not coming from the diktat of politicians or the outrage of the public. So it is likely to succeed. First, an element of morality seems to be gaining the upper hand over blatant cynicism. Back when I was a young journalist, members of our team exposed what was known as the Sark Lark. It involved arriving at Sark in the Channel Islands, stepping off the ferry from the mainland, signing a document, and then getting back on. The tax savings were enormous. But no one would argue now, as they did then, that such a dodge was valid. As an old tax friend of mine said to me the other day, the scale at which business plays by the rules is much, much better these days. It is simply a big risk to get tax wrong. And secondly, much of the calculation and collection of tax is now moving towards a digital process. There will be fewer places to hide. Digital makes it more obvious. There are fewer areas to argue about. And one day, even the black economy will become extinct. Tax authorities still lag behind taxpayers in understanding how it all works, but that will even out. And, who knows, the geese may be happier in the end.